Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, let's talk to our next guest. Elliot Sherparks does a wonderful job covering not only the Eagles but the 76ers for us here on WIP. Good morning, Elliot.
What's going on? How you guys doing?
Elliot, is that a reasonable go or is that too far? Devin Booker causes dissension for the Knicks.
I don't think there's any shot the Sixers get Devin Booker. I mean, I guess maybe.
No, not the Sixers. That he causes problems in that locker room, they lose the next three games. That's the theory.
We wanted to undermine the Knicks.
All right, Elliot, we'll get to the Eagles in a moment. Let's start Joel and the Sixers. So you've heard the talk over the last, let's really pin it down to the last, 40 hours or something.
Yeah.
The people blasting Embiid versus the people defending Embiid. Who's more right?
So I think the people ripping Embiid are more right. I mean, he had 1 point in the fourth quarter. 1 point in a must-win game at home. Like I know Tobias wasn't great, and, the plus-minus, which seems to be the calling card of his career now, that when he's in the playoffs, the plus-minus is good. But 1 point in a must-win game. And I understand it's because he played the whole second half, but this really is the fundamental flaw of building around Embiid. It isn't that he's soft. It isn't that he doesn't come up. It's that he's a large human that by the end of the season and by the end of big games simply can't be relied on. He's been maybe the best player in this series, but where they've really been hurt is in the final minutes of fourth quarters consistently in these coin flip games. The Knicks have made plays, and Joel Embiid hasn't. So when he scores 1 point in the fourth quarter, I can't come on here and blame anybody but him.
Yeah, look, I get the argument. I do understand what you're saying. All right, let's
put butts on people. I mean, like basic tenets of basketball do apply here, too. Like, we can be better at some of the simple things.
Where I disagree with this is that the Knicks are out-hustling the Sixers. I think both teams are trying equally hard. The Knicks are a great rebounding team. They were the number one offensive rebounding team in the NBA coming into the game, into the series. All these games have been coin flips, right? If Maxey calls a timeout laying on the ground, did the Knicks out-hustle them there? So I really just think in these four games, they've been four coin flip games.
I also think they're out-hustling us.
Well,
I think they're tougher than we are. They're tougher-minded. They're more physical than we are.
Elliot, I'll tell you why I think they are, but I think it's unfair to like seven or eight Sixers players that are playing their butts off. There's like two or three Sixers players that aren't. And that's why the collective, like, I think it's accurate to say the Knicks are trying harder than the Sixers and hustling more because Tobias Harris and Buddy Hield have not held up their end of the bargain. While Lowry, Maxey, I believe Embiid, I believe Oubre, I believe a bunch of the guys are trying their freaking guts out, there's a couple dudes letting the rest of the squad down just from a basic hustle standpoint. I believe
that. Yeah, but you're calling that a hustle thing. I think it's a skill thing. Tobias is not good. Buddy Hield is not good. It's not a hustle thing. It's the Knicks coming into this series were more skilled at rebounding the basketball than the Sixers were.
Listen, certainly DiVincenzo and Josh Hart can jump way the hell higher than Buddy Hield. I mean, than Tobias. Right. I mean, that is true.
They're a more athletic team.
They are. All right, Elliot, let's go Eagles here. Let me ask you this question related to the draft. The best draft pick the Eagles made from a value standpoint, considering the player they're going to get and the pick they got him at, who do you got for the answer to that question?
Man, it's close for me. I'll go Trevor Keegan, the offensive guard out of Michigan. I think this guy could be a starter week one. Ultra athletic. He's only allowed 3 sacks and is close to 1,000 pass snapping blocks he's had recently. 3-time captain. And just honestly, interviewing him, he reminds me of other Eagles offensive linemen. He has like a personality like Mailata, a personality like Kelsey. And I think that, you know, playing in a big-time program, he'll be ready to come in. And frankly, he has the quickest path to getting on the field because they don't have a guard in Trench. So to get someone with that resume that late, I thought was easily their best value pick.
Has Howie outdone himself? Has he actually gotten better at this while on the job? This draft seems like it was solid in every way. Do you consider this the best you've seen from Howie?
So I definitely think Howie's getting better on the job. And I think that it's actually, when you look at Howie's career and kind of how he's been discussed during his time here, there's been multiple times where he's almost been fired or people wanted him fired. I remember being in the studio and looking across the street and seeing a sign hung up on the bridge that said "Fire Howie."
Yeah.
But Jeffrey hasn't. And as a result of that, I think that the draft is especially a place where you see that the experience he has really helps him. The draft is a high pressure situation. You're making quick picks. You have to have relationships around the league. You have to have a good, well-run organization, and Howie's created all that. And I would say that with Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts, two people that are coming off of down years, Lurie sticking with Howie should be an encouraging sign for people that are frustrated he stuck with Nick. Because the longer you're on a job, mostly, the better you get at it. And I think Howie is a prime example of that, and especially on draft weekend.
What's the best way for this team to use Cooper DeJean?
So right away, I think he's probably going to be like an in-the-box safety. I don't think they view him as just a starting outside corner. I'll be curious to see in OTAs where they start him, just because I don't know how much you want to put on his plate right away. That in-the-box Malcolm, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson safety type role is a complex one. You have to really, you know a lot of things. I think there's a bit of a misconception with Cooper that they used him all over at Iowa. They did over his career. But last year, like 90-something percent of his snaps came at outside corner. So if you're going to move him to a nickel or safety role this year, there is going to be an adjustment period there and him getting used to it. So I think ultimately that's where his best skill set is. Let him, you know, use his instincts, get around the ball, great tackler, strong for a corner. But I wouldn't be surprised if initially they start him on outside just to ease him into the NFL.
How many of these new draftees are candidates for kickoff return?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Schemes.
I mean, Cooper can do it. The wide receiver at Texas A&M, Smith, can do it. Will Shipley seems well set up for it. I mean, you know, the Eagles have a lot of guys that are well set up for it. Britton Covey did have a good year last year. I think in a pinch, which, and this would be like a dramatic situation, but Saquon could even go back there. So Paris Campbell checks the box. They have a lot of
guys. Isaiah Rodgers, too.
Yeah, Isaiah Rodgers. I mean, ultimately, you know, we'll see how many kickoffs happen. I know the rules change, obviously, so if you're thinking there's going to be more of them. Mm-hmm. But I would prefer whoever's returning that kick just to almost catch the ball and just get the offense on the field. I don't want, like, a guy running it back every time and risking turning it over.
Elliot Shore-Parks with us here. Elliot, obviously a lot of focus on 2024. It's the next campaign. But I want to skip ahead another year, 2025. Going to give you 4 choices here. Tell me which one's most likely to start inside linebacker for the Eagles. N'Kobe Dean in his 4th year, Trotter Jr. in his 2nd year, Devin White, who's going to be a free agent, you'd have to re-sign him to keep him, or just someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, does one of these guys strike you as linebacker of the future, or do you think someone else is more likely?
So I think Devin White and Jeremiah Trotter Jr. have a real chance to be linebackers of the future. I think Devin White was a great signing at the price they got him for. For the majority of his career, he's been really good. And he's been a player that's played on really good defenses and played almost all the snaps. I know he didn't have a great end of the season in Tampa last year, but I really think they could have something there. And then in terms of Jeremiah Trotter and N'Kobe, I think there's a better chance N'Kobe's not on the team week one this year than wow. he's the starting linebacker next year in 2025. Wow. I think his roster spot is very much up for grabs. Yeah, so I think Trotter and Devin White are two players that really could have a bright future here.
Is Johnny Wilson going to stay a wide receiver?
That's their plan initially, and I thought wow. it was interesting the way they talked about it. They talked about how all of his success kind of came on the outside, using the perimeter. They really like his footwork. They said that he has a good lower body bend, which is not something, you know, normally if a guy is really tall and moves from receiver to tight end, it's because his lower body's not that flexible. They see that with Johnny Wilson. I think they're going to try him there initially. I still really like Joseph Ngata, the big receiver that they signed out of Clemson. He was on the practice squad all last year. So they do have some intriguing options at receiver, especially from a height perspective.
Hey, Elliot, nice job all through the draft coverage, man. The lead up to and execution of the whole thing and recapping. Great stuff. Nice work. And we'll talk to you very soon. Thanks, pal.
Sounds good. Talk to you guys.
Elliot, last thing. When do they go to OTAs? What's next?
So next up, I believe, is the rookie minicamp. The rookies will come into the building this week. They have the rookie tryout, which John Ross is going to be a part of, which yep. is interesting. And then, pretty soon we'll be out there watching practice. I'm excited
Sweet.
To report back.
All right, thanks, pal.
Yep, talk to you.
All right, Elliot Short Parks.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.